Section E. Mediation. Task 1. You are a journalist working for an English newspaper. Your boss has asked you to write a short piece about a recent event. Listen to the recording and take notes in the box below. Then, use that information to write your text, 70 to 90 words. Remember to include the most relevant information. The information in the recording may not be necessarily in order. You do not need to include any names which have not been provided in the box. You will listen to the recording twice. You now have 10 seconds to read the information in the box.
The first hip-hop theatre academy in the UK is being launched by Sadler's Wells. The world-renowned dance organisation will offer the two-year course at a new venue in Stratford in East London. It will also help train Team GB hopefuls, as our arts correspondent Rebecca Jones explains.
Opening in 2024, the Hip Hop Theatre Academy will offer a free two-year course for students aged between 16 and 19, with classes in dance, rap, DJing, and even graffiti. The academy will be run by the performer and director John ZD, who hopes it will formalise training and nurture talent.
The reason why this is important is because this culture is very prevalent. There's lots of people that are part of it. There are lots of people that want to be part of it. Yet the support for the training of it just isn't there. So my vision has always been about pulling together all of the disparate areas around the country and finding that hip-hop talent that exists there.
And with competitive breakdancing now recognised as an Olympic sport, the academy also plans to work with athletes training for the Paris Games in 2024. Hip-hop culture has spread to sport as well as art.
The first hip-hop theatre academy in the UK is being launched by Sadler's Wells. The world-renowned dance organisation will offer the two-year course at a new venue in Stratford in East London. It will also help train Team GB hopefuls, as our arts correspondent Rebecca Jones explains.
Opening in 2024, the Hip Hop Theatre Academy will offer a free two-year course for students aged between 16 and 19, with classes in dance, rap, DJing, and even graffiti. The academy will be run by the performer and director John ZD, who hopes it will formalise training and nurture talent.
The reason why this is important is because this culture is very prevalent. There's lots of people that are part of it. There are lots of people that want to be part of it. Yet the support for the training of it just isn't there. So my vision has always been about pulling together all of the disparate areas around the country and finding that hip-hop talent that exists there.
And with competitive breakdancing now recognised as an Olympic sport, the academy also plans to work with athletes training for the Paris Games in 2024. Hip-hop culture has spread to sport as well as art.